Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Yesterday we discussed two attributive names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Al-Khafidh, the being who lowers. Al-Rafi', the being who raises. In summary, we mentioned that Allah can raise whomsoever He wants, and Allah can lower and disgrace whomsoever He wants. He has total control. Allah is the one who created high things and gave it distinction, like the head in the body, as compared to the other limbs and the other organs of the body. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who created the seven heavens, Al-Rafi', and He's the one who created the earth, Al-Khafidh, which is low. On the earth, He created high mountains. Within the mountains, He created deep down caves. Within the oceans, at the depths of the ocean, He put gems and pearls and different creatures and creations. So loftiness and loneliness is totally in the control of Allah. Allah is the one who created the seven heavens and gave distinction to the seventh heaven. He created Jannah and granted distinction to Jannatul Firdaus. He created man and gave distinction, or He created the creation and gave distinction to man. He gave distinction to the progeny of Ismail alayhi salam. To Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has distinction over all the creation. The Sahaba have distinction over all of the Ummah. In short, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Your Sustainer creates that which He desires and that which He chooses. Now we move on to the next two attributive names of Allah. Al-Mu'izz, the one who honors. Al-Mudil, the one who disgraces. Two opposing qualities which Allah has equal control over. Some pious people have said Al-Mu'izz is that being who honors his friends by protecting them, by forgiving them, by transferring them to the house of honor, which is Jannah, and by honoring them with his vision and spectacle in Jannah. And Al-Mudil is the one who disgraces his enemies by depriving them of his recognition and engaging them in disobedience and transferring them to the house of punishment, which is Jahannam, and disgracing them by repelling and distancing them from him. So honor and disgrace comes only from Allah. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah can honor whomsoever He wishes, and He can disgrace whomsoever He wishes. Sometimes people are disgraced and then Allah grants them honor. And on other occasions they are honored and in one instance they lose all of their honor. True honor in the sight of Allah is based on taqwa. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. There are numerous incidents. On the occasion of the liberation of Makkah, Bilal radiallahu an, a black Abyssinian slave, was given the opportunity to give the adhan. Some made comments that, hey, my father passed away. Lucky he didn't have to see this day. Others said, did Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not find anyone besides this black crow to call out the adhan in Masjid al-Haram? When Jibreel alayhi salam informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this, the Nabi of Allah told them, Allah doesn't look at skin color. Allah looks at piety, taqwa. And Allah is the one who decides who to elevate and who to disgrace. The fair-skinned ones were disgraced, and the black-skinned one was honored with being the first muaddin in Islam. On that occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a khutbah and he said, O people, Allah has removed from you the pride and arrogance of the days of ignorance. People are only of two kinds. One is noble and pious, and he is noble in the sight of Allah. The other is a sinner and wretched, and he is despicable in the sight of Allah. Being of different tribes and of different backgrounds and of different skin color, that's just for purposes of recognition. But in the eyes of Allah, Allah elevates you or Allah disgraces you based on your level of taqwa. For man, it's all about the position that you hold or the wealth that you have or the family that you come from or the color of your skin or your nationality. But for Allah, it's about what's in your heart, and Allah sees it better than anyone else. The major reason why we backbite, why we criticize, why we find faults in others, why we run others down is because we have a sense of pride. We have a superiority complex, as they would say. But we should treat this by knowing that it's only Allah who can honor and it's only Allah who can disgrace. And Allah will do that, honoring you or disgracing you, based on your taqwa, based on your level of obedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You can only be granted true honor, everlasting honor through Islam. That's why Umar radiallahu anhu used to say that verily we were a disgraced people, then Allah honored us by Islam. Whenever we seek honor in those things besides those which Allah honored us with, Allah will disgrace us. If you seek honor in that which Allah is not happy with, you will always be disgraced. And if you seek honor in that which Allah is happy with, Allah will always grant you honor. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us truly honorable in this world as well as in the hereafter. Al-Mu'izz, Al-Mudil, the one who honors and the one who disgraces.